This morning we wing our way to the North Yorkshire Dales and we say good morning to Rachel Pinkney and Reverend Melanie Reed, who are from the North Yorkshire Dales Methodist Circuit. And that, ladies, is a whole swathe of the Northern Dales, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. We go as far from the Catterick Garrison all the way out to Hawes and Gale. We include Coverdale, Swaledale and Wensleydale.
You have a thing that happens every year, a summer event, which obviously normally you would hold, would be a physical event. Children would come along and you give them an activity, a set of activities to do across the summer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. We call it King's Club and it's been running for about 30 years. And we have children doing craft activities, arts, games, running around outside, and also use Low Mill Centre for some activities for the older children as well.
And is the idea around getting them some exercise and giving them some fitness?
Exercise, fitness, some well-being and spiritual input, and some activities that they will enjoy. Basically, a really good time.
Except with COVID coming along.
Yes.
Last year, what did you do last year?
Well, last year we thought we would do a hybrid version, so we couldn't meet in person, but we had some online activities that mirrored what we would have done if we could meet in person. And we sent the sort of the ingredients, if you like, the things that they needed in order to complete those activities. They were sent in boxes to the addresses of the children. So we did a hybrid version last year.
Because everyone jumped online last year, didn't they? Everyone thought, hey, well, the way to do this is the internet. And they weren't wrong. This year you've had a change of heart on that, haven't you?
Well, when we met, yeah, we thought, are we all fed up of being online?
Certainly, the children have had a year of being online with school lessons, moving on to Teams and things. So we thought that this year, rather than expecting them to come online in their holidays as well, we would send them a gift box. We would send families some love in a box to encourage them and let them know that we are thinking of them, that we will be back next year, all being well, and that we really do still care about all the families involved with King's Club.
Rachel, I know because we spoke earlier, but so this box is made up of a number of things. And we're not going to give away exactly what's in there because we want to preserve the surprise. So what sort of things have you aimed to include without giving it all away?
Well, Jennifer from the Co-op in Leyburn has been very kind and given us some fair trade treats to put in our box. So hopefully the families will enjoy those. We've also got some eco-themed ideas for activities. Again, Be Eco and Just Drifting Through have subsidised those very heavily for us. We've also got some indoor activities because we know as much as we've enjoyed the sunshine, it might not last for the whole summer. So there's a whole selection of things for the whole family.
So you've made sure you've covered yourselves just in case we get rainy days, because, yeah, that might be possible, even though we've had the sunshine recently. Reverend Melanie, what's the take-up been like so far?
The take-up's been really good. We wanted to ensure that all those children and young people that had been involved in the past were invited to be a part of this. And I always think the best way is to give families an opt-out rather than an opt-in, because, you know, you never remember to get round to it and then it's too late. So we gave them an opt-out. If this isn't for you, if you've got too many plans already for the summer, then you can opt-out. But we've had a pretty good take-up.
Can't see people opting out of this. Well, it's a marvellous idea, isn't it?
Well, I think when we say love in the box, this is a twofold thing, of course, because, I mean, Methodist people, right back to the 1700s when John Wesley, you know, was in existence, the whole premise of being a Methodist is that we reach out into our communities. We're full of social justice and social action. That's who we are. But we're also saying that it's not just us wanting to show you that we care. It's about we want to focus on our environment. So it's a twofold thing, love in a box. It's also about love of our environment.
Rachel, even though you've done really well with the number of people coming on board, there are still some boxes left over that could be grabbed by the right person.
Yes, we made a few extra because we recognise that not everybody's heard of King's Club and some people might like to get involved. So if you go to the North Yorkshire Dales Methodist Church website, which is nydalesmeth.org.uk, there's a link on there to King's Club 2021 and there's an email address and you can drop us an email and we'll get in touch. And it will be first come, first serve, but you know, we would be delighted to send you your very own Love in a Box gift box.
As we stand at the moment, there are boxes available, but they may well be snapped up quick. So if you want to do it fast. And so it's an interesting initiative. Are you hoping next year you'll get everything back to normal and you'll be able to do it face to face?
We would love to. I'm in a unique position. I've never actually seen King's Club in action because I came into the circuit as the superintendent in September 2019, having missed the August 19 one. And we haven't been able to run one ever since. So I'd love to see what it actually really looks like. So we're hoping to go for it next year.
And Rachel, you were there on a past one, on a past event?
I was there in 2019, that's my first one, but we've got volunteers who have been there through over the years who know what's going on, and we would love volunteers and families to get involved next year and actually come and join us at Askrigg School or at Low Mill and take part in person.
And what was the atmosphere like in past events in 2019?
It's really good. Everyone's excited to be together. People are delighted to meet others from other schools across the Dales, make new friends, and also children meet up with old friends that they've met at King's Club in past years, and they grow up through King's Club and really look forward to it every year. So it's great fun, and it's a bit of time to just come enjoy yourselves.
Well, I hope next year it's all really good for you and you manage to get out in the fresh air and enjoy the event properly. And as for this year, well, those boxes are still available and we will, on the podcast, put the address of the website as well so that people can check it out and maybe sign up if they're interested. And is there anything else we need to mention, ladies?
I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all the volunteers who have made it possible over the years. We need a lot of volunteers, and also we need funding, of course, because this is a free initiative that we like to, you know, to offer, especially this year. We like to offer it for free, and it's heavily subsidised when it runs in person. So I think we need to thank people who have volunteered and who have given of their finances, because that's a big part of it, isn't it? And to Rachel, because Rachel has pulled it all together this year. So she's done a sterling job.
I just said, Rosie, Roy and I had great fun packing the boxes yesterday. And they're all at the post office. So if you've been to King's Club before, keep your eye out for the postman delivering boxes this week.
And the only thing you're going to miss is the smiling faces as they open the boxes, aren't you?
We will.
Well, thank you very much for coming on and telling us all about it this morning. That was Rachel Pinkney and Reverend Melanie Reed, who are from the North Yorkshire Dales Methodist Circuit. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Good to speak to you.